As Bez Hashem, this week is Parshas Vayikra, and also Parshas Zohar, which is a Hagdama to Purim. And the Gemara says, Lehed Yamasmech Parshas Zohar to Purim, because in Purim we saw the Bechin of Mechias Amalek, the Kiyum of Mechias Amalek, as there's a Sheikhes to Mechias Amalek in Purim. As Bez Hashem, today we want to see a big Yisoid in Mechias Amalek, a big Limud from Purim, with a connection to Parshas Vayikra, and it'll be a helpful yisoid in life that we should have geulos and yeshuos, and to all of us it should be la'yehudim ha'isa oira v'simcha v'sasa v'yikar. As let's start off with Mikra Megillah, and we'll come back to Parshas Zohar. In the Gemara Megillah, Daf Yuramid Beis, it says pasuk la'pischa la'hai parshas me'hacha. When the Tanayim started to Dash in the Megillah to explain its inyanim, they gave a psicha which helped us to understand the inyanim of the Megillah. As one of the psicha is Reb Shmuel Bar Nachmeni on Yuramid Beis Megillah. Tachas anatus yale beroish, tachas asarpet yale hadas. Tachas anatus, tachas haman arasha, sha'osa atzma yavoyde zara. As we know, Haman was an Amaleki, he was a ben of a ben. And we're saying that there's a yichud in the Nes of Purim, the tachas anatzus, tachas haman harasha. Anatzus is the eitz that's thorny, that when you go near it, it gives you a prick. As haman harasha's nims is to anatzus, yala b'roish, b'roish zemorechai, shenikri roish, l'chol ha'psamim. Masha'en gen tzadikim, tzadikim alaik b'samim. You go near b'samim, it's gishmak to be around them. You go near Rishayim, they're thorns, they prick you. As there was a Yichud in the Nes of Purim, Harei Haman HaRasha was a very powerful, influential person, and Mordechai was put Bimkoimoi, as it's a Yichud that you have in Purim, that you don't have in other Nisim. It continues, Tachas HaSarpud, another kind of a tree that has thorns to it, Tachas Vasti HaRasha, Shesarif Rafidis Beis Hashem. She was Sarif, her grandfather was Sarif the Beis Amigdash. She was Bas Benoyesh al Nebuchadnezzar. Yala Hadas Ze Esther. Hadas is a tree that also has a Reach Toiv Ze Esther Asadekish, that she went into the footsteps of Vashti Amalka and she took over her kingship. As that's a Yichud that you have in Nes Purim, Atachas. The superpowers, the ones who were all in control, the Tzadikim took over for them. V'hoya Lashem, Lashem, zu Mikra Megillah. And Mikra Megillah is Megale, V'hoya Lashem, Lashem. Dainu, seeing the Tzadikim stepping foot into the Rishayim, the Pal for Rishayim, that's Megale, the Shem Hashem. The Medrash in Parashat Shmos says the Shem Hashem is the Gilui of Anhagas Hashem in the Bria. As over here was such a powerful Gilui of Anhagas Hashem in the Bria. V'hoya Lashem Lashem. Why is Chazal dashing this specifically on the Nes of Purim? As there's a beautiful pshat from the Yaris Dvash and the Svas Emes that they bring at the end of Parshas Beshalach, which is the Parsha of Amalek, that Amalek came, as the Pasik says, Vayomer Kiyad Al Kes Ka Melchama Lashem Ba'Amalek Midor Dor. As what does it mean, Yad al Kes Ka? As Kes is Kisei Ka, is the Shem Yud Ke Vav Ke. As Brink Rashi, the Chazal, She'en Kisei Shalem, Ve'en Shmoy Shalem, calls man that Amalek is Kayim. As that's why it's Mulchama Lashem Ba'Amalek, Midor Dor. Explains in its Siv, even though Bizman Hazeh, there is no Uma Amalek, but the people who have the ideology of Amalek, the people who represent what Amalek, they're still around. And they're spread around, and they can be in control of umais and in control of nations. As that milchama against Amalek, which they're the ones who are against the gilui of Kisei, Kisei Hashem is Malchus, and Ka, the Shmai of Hashem, that's still around. That's Ludor, Dor. As Rashi darshins, is medayik this pasuk, that ein kisei shalem ve'ein shmoi shalem. As being that in Mikra Megillah, it was Niskayim, that Mordechai went instead of Haman. Zvahoya Lashem Lashem. Because when you make Mechias Amalek, that's Giloy Hashem, Ein Shmoy Shalem, Kol Zman Amalek is Kayim. But when you Moichik Amalek, as this Giloy Shem Hashem. That's a beautiful pshat of the Yaris Dvash to connect it to the parsha of Mechias Amalek. Well, and we want to add that the place where you see that it's the Mechias Amalek, the Pasik, and the V'hoya Hashem L'Shem, it says, Haman Asay Atzmai Avodah Zarah. What does it mean he was Asay Atzmai Avodah Zarah? Haman is, Amalek is Bigmatria Ram. He's the one who says, Koichi V'oitzim Yadi Oiseli Esachayel Azeh. He feels he's in control. He's running the show. And you have Amalekim Ad HaYom Azeh, that they're willing to kill thousands of people. I'll shame their covered to show they're in charge. And thus is Amalek, Koichi Voitim Yadi, I'm in charge. Thus is Estira to Malchus Hashem, B'Shem Hashem. Because Kol's man, there's this Nakuda, there's superpowers, we're running the world. It's Estira to the Gilui of Malchus Hashem, that Hashem runs the world, and the Gilui of Shem Hashem, that everything in the world comes from Hashem. As that's why it says Tachus Anatsus, that he made himself into Avodah Zarah. Eitz, he made himself into an Avodah Zarah. And that's the Avodah Zarah Bizman Hazeh. We don't have an Avodah Zarah. But the Koichi Voitzim Yadi Avodah Zarah, the people who think they're running the show, we have Ad HaYom. And like the Goyin says, it's not only by the Goyin, even by the Yin, the Erev Rav, there's a Bechinas Amalek. When people go off the derech, they have also this koichi va'itzim yadi dika feeling. As there are yidden that the Nebuch le'aleinu, they also have this koichi va'itzim yadi. As on Purim was the gilui v'hoya lashem lashem. Why bedavka in Mikra Megillah? As there's a beautiful goin in the beginning of Megillah, he says the chilik of Purim from other nisim is other nisim when nisim niglem. As a Nes Nikla happens once in a while, but it doesn't show Hashem's in charge of the Teva all the time. Purim was a Nes Nister. You could have said it happened Alpi Teva. Chashverosh made a party, got upset at his wife, killed her, made a beauty contest, married Esther, got upset at Haman, killed Haman. All Mikrim. But what is Mikra Megillah coming to tell us? That there's so many Mikrim that went one after the other. The Eitz Haman prepared for Mordechai, he got hung on. That v'chule v'chule, Mordechai happened to be there by Bigson and Seresh. When you put all the Mikrim together, you see it must be there's Hashem's behind the Mikrim. As it was Megale Kol HaTeva Zeh HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's the Yichud of Nes Purim. Amalek is the ones that they koifer in Hashkochas Hashem. Because if Hashem runs the world, they don't. As the Gaiva says, Akol Mikra. And that's what it says. Mordechai said that he's Koreyu. He told Esther, Kol Asher Koreyu. Zok the Medrash in Megillas Esther. Why do you use the word Koreyu? What happened to him? Koreyu ben Koreyu. That by Amalek it says, Asher Korcha Baderech. And by Esav it says, Korcha. That's the Mahus of Amalek in Esav, Korcha, Mikrim. Everything is Mikrim. There's no Ashkoches Hashem, the Koifer in Ashkoches Hashem. And Memela, the place that we're Megala different, is Megillas Esther. That's Vahoya Hashem Lashem. As the Kfira Bashem is that Hashem's not being Mashkiach and running the world. And the place where we see that Hashem's running the world is Megillas Esther. And that's why it's called Megillas Esther. One man, the Yomer, her name was Hadassah. Why are we calling it Megillas Esther? Zokar of Sadik, because it's Megala the Hester, is Kula Yashkochas Hashem. And that's Machias Amalek. Oh. Amalek's Koyach is the way we're Moicha Amalek is when we believe in Hashem. And you see it very clearly in Parshas Bishalach. By Parshas Bishalach, there was the Maisa that the Yidden said, there's no Mayim. And they said, Hayesh Hashem b'kirbeinu. And right afterwards it says, Vayovo Yamalek. Rashi brings Azal right afterwards to tell you, how does Amalek come? When Yidden say, Hayesh Hashem b'kirbeinu, is Hashem with us? Amalek comes. Amalek are the Koifrim b'ashkocha, Mida keneged Mida. When we don't believe in Ashkochas Hashem, Wenenash with Amalek, Vayavai Amalek, the people who are Kleifrim Bashkacha. Everything is Mikra. We find the interesting thing by this Milchama. How did they go to Milchama? Moshe Rabbeinu raised his hands. Why didn't he do this by any other Milchama? Because that was the tshuva. When we lift our hands, we daven to Hashem, we miyachis everything to Hashem. That's the way we're Moicha Amalek. Mordechai HaTzadik was Nimshech B'darkei Shel Moshe Rabbeinu. When he saw Esara, they davened, they did tshuva. They prayed, they davened Hashem. And that was Moicha Amalek. Right now we're in the Gullus of Rome, which is the Gullus, the Iketamsis of Ace of Rome, is Amalek. As what is the Tikkun that will set us free, Gula Pratius and Gulas to Kol Klal Yisrael, is when we lift our hands up, when we see Hashkachas Hashem, we daven to Hashem, B'kol HaKoyach, we thank Hashem for what He does with us. Over there, Rashi brings, they said, Hayesh Hashem B'kirbeinu, I brought you Anonim, I brought you Mon, how could you ask Hayesh Hashem B'kirbeinu? We could all ask ourselves, Hashem gives us so much, why don't we see Hashem, why don't we thank Hashem? That's the avodah of Mechias Amalek. To destroy the Koichi Voitzim Yadi, to realize everything comes from Hashem. Ayidei Zeh Wezeicha to Yeshuais from Amalek. Hashem should take us out of the Golus and the Tsaris of Amalek. As after the Haman was killed, Laihude Maisa Oira Vesimcha Vesasan Vyikar. Why? When Amalek's gone, we feel Kirvas Hashem. Hashem's with us. Hashem helped us. Ah! Simcha, sasan v'yikar. The TV. When I'm alone, I'm scared. I don't know what's going to be. When I know Hashem is running the show, gavaldik. I'm comfortable. I'm happy. I'm not miyayish. V'oid ba'ayfin skuli. The Shechina is v'inayam Hashem elokeinu aleinu. When the Shechina is shayra, it's shayra simcha on a person b'teva. As when we're koifer in hashkachas Hashem, we lose that kesher to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we don't feel the simcha. But as soon as there's mechias Amalek, we're zeicha to simcha. This is the simcha of Purim. Mishenichnis adar marbim b'simcha. Why? What are we doing? The hakara of the ness of Purim, what it means for us. Even b'toich Hester, even b'toich Golus, Hashem loves us, is with us for everything. That brings a simcha b'teva and b'oifin skuli, when we're makarev to Hashem, as we're zeicha to a gavaldika simcha. As thus is the mitzvah of Mechias Amalek, we can't go out and fight, but we could do the one thing that makes that Amalek doesn't have koyach, to lift our hands to Hashem, daven, thank Hashem, believe in Hashem. And boy b'mido when mechazik eremune, b'schus habitochen ve'emuna klal yisrael asidin li'igoyel, v'zeichet to gulais v'yeshuais. As thus is the limud of Purim, v'hoy Hashem l'shem, how we do it, Mordechai l'umas Haman. The fear eyes to connect it to the parsha. Vayikra is written with a small aleph, because Moshe Rabbeinu didn't want to write a big aleph, because that sounds that Hashem talks to him like he deserves it. Because the tzaddikim, Hashem says Vayikra b'lashon chiba, as he wrote it with a small aleph, from the anova of Moshe Rabbeinu. Lamedcha, that Gilui Hashem, the Diburim of Hashem, the Ashrosh Shechin of Hashem on a person, is Tali is on his Anava. Where does Anava come from? I realize all my Etzlochas because Hashem helps me. And that was Moshe Rabbeinu. He was a God Almighty, he didn't need him, but he was an Anav. He realized everything was from Hashem. The more you realize everything's from Hashem, the more you Zoicha to Giluyim from Hashem. As that's the limud vayikra. How do you feel Hashem in your life? If you're an anav and you believe in Hashem, you'll see Hashem all over. Hashem will talk to you all the time. Moshe Rabbeinu had karnei ha'oid. The one man diyamer in the Medrash says there was a little bit of diyoy left from the Sefer Torah. Shailas, why was there a little bit of diyoy? Zakt, the Arachayim HaKadosh, it was the little bit of diyoy. He was supposed to write a big aleph in Vayikra, and he wrote a small one. The Lamedcha Anova is the beauty of a person. A person who's an Anov, Be'emes, he emanates a Hoy. There's a beauty to the person. The Shechin is with him. And everyone sees how special the person is. As Be'ezeh Hashem, we should be Mischazik in Anova. The Hepach of Amalek, B'loshen Ram, Gaiva, of Oysa Atzmoy, Bavoy Dezara, and B'moichadam, Koiches of Amalek, and Be'ezes Hashem, we should all be Zeicha B'yachad, Tala Yehuda Moisa, Oira, V'simcha, V'sosan, Oira Pam, Kein Tia Lonu, B'karif.